Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive, powered by Teachers Credit Union.
WTTSFM.com.
The Doobie Brothers. Wow, I've got the best job in the world sitting here watching this. This is incredible. 47 years and 40-plus million records sold, and you're coming in at 3 in the morning in Indianapolis. What keeps you going?
don't know
any better.
Coffee.
Talk about the origin of Doobie Brothers. The name was supposed to be a short-term thing, right? It wasn't going to be the name that stuck around for the long term, right?
Yeah, we all thought it was a pretty stupid name when we first heard it. But we didn't have one, and we had to play a gig that night, I think. So we decided to use it, and it just never went away. That's pretty much the whole story.
We were so stoned. We couldn't think of any other name at the time.
You're out right now with Steely Dan, a show tonight at Ruoff Home Mortgage Music Center, and you've got some dates with the Eagles later on this fall. And you play with so many bands over the years. Is there anybody you've not played with yet that you want to play with?
Elvis. I think it's
hey,
right.
Booty? Yeah. Can you have him turn the bass up a little bit?
Yeah. Little bass.
Can we turn the bass up? Is there a crisp?
It's not actually even on.
Can we do that last song again? I screwed up my part.
A little less than that. A little less than that.
Are there songs you have to play in concert? Do you have to play Blackwater? Do you have to play? Is there staples you've got to do at the shows? How do you put the set together?
Carefully. We just kind of throw it together. Whatever works as far as the sequencing. And how you're interacting with the crowd and how they react to the song.
Does it change show to show? Can it change during the concert? Or is it pretty well planned out for the tours?
It pretty much stays. Well, we change it. We do change it.
We got a spot where we kind of try different songs at different nights.
Yeah, and you go from stadiums to rooms like this where there's 50 people in here. Do you approach a performance differently when you're playing a different size venue, something so small like this?
Well, I'd probably, they don't know about the charge. Yeah, yeah. Right?
We're going to tell them about
that
later.
Did they charge you coming in, or I guess going out?
We don't wear the Kiss outfits for this kind of stuff.
Well, it is a pleasure. Thank you very much for being here today. It means a lot to us and the audience here. Let's hear more from the Doobie Brothers.